Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Nun Zion, Baba Basra 157. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the extent to which a property can be considered Meshubud, or a lien can be placed on the property. So we know if somebody lends money to somebody else via a contract, the understanding is that all the property that the person has at the time of the loan is considered to be Meshubud, is considered to be encumbered to the person who lent the money to the borrower. However, what about property that's purchased after that loan takes place? So this is a question that the Gemara takes up, and the Gemara says, "De'ikni." Let's say you write in the contract that not only is anything that I currently have meshubed, but also all those that I will acquire. And then what happens is, kana umachar, he purchased something, he purchased land, and then he sold it to somebody else. Can the person who has the loan, and therefore the lien on the contract, can he come and take the property from the person who it was sold to? Also, the ikne kana v'horish, or also if it was inherited, is the lien able to be on this property, which basically was inherited and was bought after the loan already happened? So the Gemara says, so let's say we say under those circumstances, lo mishtabed, there is a dispute whether or not the lien is carried off to the next party. One approach is to say it's not carried off. There's no lien on the person. If he purchases property after the original loan and then sells it, that property is free and clear. But there's another approach that says mishtabed, and that there is a lien on that property. So now we have a problem. Let's say we have a question that comes before the Gemara. Im timtzalomer mishtabed, if you want to say that there is a lien on such property, which is bought and then sold after the original loan, we have to address the following question. What happens if lava v'lava? What happens if he borrows money from two different people? And then what he does is he goes and buys property and apparently there was a lien on it. So now what do we do under these circumstances? Who is the one who gets to reclaim the property in a situation where basically there are two liens on the property? One, because he borrowed from one person, and he borrowed from a second person. The chazer v'kana mahu, l'kama mishtabed or l'baser mishtabed. Is the lien to the first person who lent the money, or is it to the second person who lent the money? So about this, the Gemara says they turn to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says, Hamilsei Bayalon. We ourselves had this question. We're studying in Babylon. And we weren't sure, is the lien on the first person or the second person who lent money? Who is the one who gets to claim this property? V'shalchu mitam, and they sent to us from the land of Israel, Rishon Kana, that the first person who lends the money, he is the one who has the lien on the property, and so therefore he is the one who can claim this property. But Rav Huna comes along and says, Yachloku. He says, no, neither one has the entire lien, that since both people lent the money and then the property was bought and sold, that both people have a lien on that, both lenders. And so therefore there's a dispute. Is it the first person, and therefore the first person gets to reclaim the whole property, or is it both people who lent have a lien on it, and therefore they split the property to recover their loans? So Ravina says, Madura kama derav ashi, amarlan rishon kana. In the first Madura, today we would say printing, but here it means something else. In the first edition of Rav Ashi, he says the first one acquired it. But whereas in the Madura Basra, in the second Madura, he says Yachloku, he split it, he reversed himself. So what is this Madura? Rashbam explains, based upon Rav Haigon, that Rav Ashi learned the entire Shas, and he taught it twice over 60 years. The first time was over a 30-year period, and the second time was over the next 30-year period. And so the first time he learned this over 30 years, he learned that the first person, the first lender has acquired the lien, and therefore he has the lien on the property that's bought and sold, and he can reclaim that whole property to pay back his loan. Whereas the second time he learned it, he learned that we split it between the two lenders. And so therefore he reversed himself in the Madura Basra. And therefore the Gemara says, V'hochaso yachloku, and indeed the law is that we split it, that we follow the second approach of Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi had learned the Gemara twice, and the second time he says Yachoku, and so that's how we rule. The Teferis Yisrael, the author of the brilliant commentary on the Mishnayos, one of the standard commentaries on the Mishnayos, he says something beautiful, citing this Gemara to the second chapter of Pirkei Avos. He writes, "Ubiyichud davar zehu chova." That this is an obligation on the basis of everybody who writes something, to everybody who writes a book, who writes a work of Torah, must do la'asos mahadura basra al-chibor. Everybody who's an author has to do a second edition. Ufashfesh b'sedakov ubezavios. Yeah, a person has to check his works in the cracks and in the corners and to see what is correct and to find out all their mistakes. And he says, "Umiwanu gadol mechazal, who is greater than Chazal?" And this is exactly what Rav Ashi did. Rav Ashi made a madura ala Shas. He made a second edition on his interpretation of the Shas. And what the Tiferes Yisrael is basically saying is that Rav Ashi is the editor of the Shas. And so Rav Ashi put out two editions of the Shas. The first edition, which was over 30 year period, and then a second edition, and the second edition took another 30 years, and that is the edition that we have before us today. And then the Tiferes Yisrael argues that the reason why there are certain mesechtos which are edited in a different manner, the mesechtos Nedarim, Nazir, Erechin, Temura, Meira, Tamid, these six mesechtos, he says the problem was that he didn't have a chance to make a Madura Basra. He never got a chance to do a second edition of them because he didn't have time. And so therefore, these Mesechtos are written differently than the rest of the Shas. So we learn from this Gemara that you have to do a Madura Basra, and we also learn that that's the reason why those six Mesechtos are different, because Rav Ashi never got to make a Madura Basra on them, according to the Tiferes Yisrael.